From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Altamont Enterprise reports that Burntown Board has spent at least $15,537.85 recently investigating Democratic town board members. One of those investigations led to a censure of a Democrat by a partisan vote, while the others have led to no results. Joe Wilsley, the lone Democrat on the board, has been the subject of two investigations. Two other recent Democrats on the town board, Don Jordan and Karen Schimmer, who did not seek re-election last November, were also the subject of investigations by the same law firm hired by the town, Romer, Wallens, and Minow. Town Clerk Anita Clayton refused the newspaper's Freedom of Information Law request about all money paid to Romer, Wallens, and Minow, saying it was identical to the previous FOIL request that revealed the $15,537.85 figure. But those documents were largely redacted, not revealing who was paid and for what. The Democrats say they are being investigated for political reasons. Jordan said she was investigated for not granting Highway Superintendent and Burns Republican Committee Chair Randy Bashwinger the 18% raise he had requested or the 10% alternative that Supervisor Sean Lyons proposed. Schimmer said that she was investigated for insisting that adults supervising teenagers camping out at Thompson's Lake get background checks, after Jordan and Schimmer voted against appointing Basswasher as the town's youth council. Wilsley was investigated for several issues, including a sexual harassment allegation because he wrote the word, and I quote, erected, end quote, in an email discussing the installation of signs along the town's roadways. Lyons would not comment on the story. And you can read more about all of this in the Altamont Enterprise. Columbia Green Media is reporting the Thomas Cole National Historic Site in Catskill on August 7th will unveil the Pollinator Pavilion, a new outdoor architectural sculpture designed for the site by artists Mark Dion and Dana Sherwood. Combining the artists' practice of creating site-specific installations and their fascination with nature, the interactive artwork is a fantastical architectural setting in which individuals can share moments with hummingbirds while exploring a nurturing natural world, architecture, and architectural features in the landscape. The Pollinator Pavilion is more than 21 feet high, constructed of painted wood and draped with flowers, plants, and paintings by artists, designed as much for hummingbirds as for people. The open-air public artwork is set amid the 6-acre historic site in Catskill. Entry to the pavilion will be paced to allow guests to experience it one by one. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Dennis Slattery is reporting for the New York Daily News. The state of New York has legalized the manufacture and sale of liquor-infused ice cream and other alcoholic frozen desserts. Anyone over the age of 21 will be able to purchase the treats as long as they are made by dairy processors and manufacturers, liquor and craft beverage producers, restaurants, or other food retailers. The alcoholic volume is capped at 5%. Lawmakers previously authorized beer and cider-infused sweets back in 2018, and the state has allowed wine-infused ice cream for more than a decade. Bill's sponsor, State Senator Rachel May of Syracuse, said the new law would provide a big boost for the state's dairy farmers and distillers. She said, and I quote, "I am very grateful to the governor for signing this into law, and I look forward to sharing some maple bourbon ice cream with him at next year's state fair," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.